Blakely loved this place, and she loved the music. And we would bring her in and sit her in the corner over there, and she would smile, and her monitors would beep because she'd get too excited and not breathe. But she loved this place, and she loved you guys. And you guys impacted her and impacted us, each and every one of you here. We wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for our family, friends, in this church, in this place, in this community. So I wrote a little something to Blakely that I would like to read to you guys. And I'm going to pretend she's right here, even though I know that she is very happy and glad she's not here, healed and fully restored. But this is something I wrote to Blakely this morning. Blakely, I still remember the first day I knew about you. It was an early, cool summer morning. Your mommy jumped onto the bed and woke me up. She was excited as a little kid is on Christmas morning, and she said, "Look, look," as she outstretched a pregnancy test. I lifted my head and squinted my blind eyes to see that I was going to be a daddy. In that moment, we cried, freaked out, laughed, prayed, and asked ourselves a thousand times, is this really happening? Yes, it was, Blakely. You were coming into the world, and we were excited, thrilled, pumped. We couldn't wait to meet you face to face. I remember telling our friends and family, we just told everybody about you. And when you came into our lives, you became the very center of our love. I remember going to an ultrasound appointment and sitting in a dimly lit room with eyes fixated on a monitor on the wall. I didn't know what I was looking for, but within seconds, you appeared. You were so tiny, so happy, so small, and you were alive inside your mommy's tummy. I saw your heart pulsing like a flickering star, and I heard your heart beating like a thunderous drum roll. It filled the room. It was groundbreaking. I was frozen and paralyzed. Love was washing over me in waves, and I could feel it rolling down from my head to my toes over and over again. Your mommy and I tightly squeezed each other's hands and cried. You made us feel blessed. We couldn't believe you were our baby to love, our baby to raise, and our baby to have. Each day would go by and our excitement about you arriving would skyrocket and build and build. We dreamed of who you were going to be. We dreamed of what you were going to look like. We dreamed of what you were going to do and how you, Blakely, were going to change the world. We were two young people dreaming of being a mommy and a daddy. Then on the day that we found out your gender, we also found out your hurt. Blakely, you had been hurt. You were injured in the womb, and the doctors told us that all our dreams of having you, of who you were going to be, and what you were going to do were wrong. You were predicted to die in your mommy's tummy, and we were told that you looked different than other little girls. We were told that you were incompatible with life. When we heard this news, we were sick to the deepest parts of our belly. We were crushed and we were scared. We felt so helpless and so small. We didn't want this hurt for you, and we didn't want it for ourselves. I wanted to save you. I wanted to rescue you from this death. I was angry that God would set this on you. We felt betrayed by God, and we were shaken. But as each day would go by, with this new prognosis, we soaked you in more and more. Every kick and every moment in the womb was worship. It was a drawing near to God and his throne. It was proof that you were still here, you were still alive, and God was still at work. Your mommy talked to you all the time, and your mommy was willing to carry you in her womb for the rest of her life. We never wanted to let you go into the world. We wanted to keep you safe, hidden, protected. But we knew a day was going to come when you would have to be born. We held on to every moment with you in the womb like it was our last. I remember as we approached the day of your birth, It felt more and more like we were preparing for the last day rather than the first day. It was many months of tears, hurt, and confusion building together. You forced us to ask hard questions like, is God good? Does God love us? Does God even care? And where are you, God? But as each day would go by, as each week would go by, the more bolder our questions became, the more we fell apart, the more we became needy, the more we came to find Jesus in our suffering, in our midst. We were comforted by God's people. We were comforted by the truth that God knows that what it's like to lose a child, that God knows what it's like to be in our shoes, and that God is our Father, our Daddy. You taught us to trust Him and to love Him even when it's hard, even when darkness seemed to be winning, even when light was being snuffed out. You taught us to be true to our broken selves and to be obedient to God's ordained plan. We experienced love from God through you, through Jesus, through His Spirit, and through His beautiful church. So we drove to the hospital on the day of your birth with no car seat in the car. And we cried, and we cried, and we cried. But with the steadfast truth that God was good, and that God loved us, and that God loved you. Then in the early morning, you were born into this world, and we held on to you with all we had. We didn't know how much time we were going to get, and so we held you and cried and told you that we love you over and over again as the seconds and minutes ticked by. And you fought with all your might and let out a mighty, worshipful cry. You began to breathe and to live, and we were filled with unrestricted joy, and we were overwhelmed with your beauty. There was singing throughout the entire hospital building. I remember holding you in my arms and looking into your beautiful blue eyes and watching you blink and look at me back. I melted away in that moment. It felt more like you were holding me than I was holding you. I felt overwhelmed by how much you loved me and how much God loved you. Loved Emily, and loved me. You changed my life. You changed our lives. I fell in love with you as each moment, an hour, and day, and week passed by. We held you nonstop for weeks, and you were never, ever alone. We never wanted to leave your presence because you were absolutely beautiful. Every moment with you was extra powerful, concentrated, full, because of who you were. You were a child given zero chance at living, and yet you were living. You were being yourself. You were being obedient to God's purpose. You were fulfilling your mission. Blakely, you have a high calling on your life. You were called to suffering, pain, and hurt, but yet at the same time, you were called to live. You definitely suffered, but you 100% lived. You lived fiercely with courage, beauty, grit, and grace. You were relentless in your pursuit of life. You were relentless in your mission to show me that this is not the way it's supposed to be. You were relentless in your teaching that death is the enemy, that it's not okay that people pass away. You were relentless in your public declaration that love is real and that love is heavily, heavily present in darkness. All of this was communicated through who you were, because you were willing to not just suffer, but also to live. And you were willing to not just live, but also to suffer. And you did both at the same time. It was in the suffering and the living at the same time that you showed me Jesus over and over again. Even though the world said you were incompatible with life, even though the world said you did not belong, even though the world said your life has no meaning, even though the world said you were ugly and that you were unlovable, you bravely revealed in your vulnerable and intimate brokenness that God intimately loves His children and that God intimately loved you. You showed that you could live, you did belong, you did have purpose, you were beautiful, and you were overwhelmingly lovable. Blakely, it was an honor to be your parents, to be your daddy in your hurt, in your life, and in your death. You are my beloved. You are my little girl. You're beautiful, sweet, strong, brave, and loved. You loved me, and you brought me through sacred and holy moments over and over again. You drew me intimately close to the gospel, to the both human and divine Jesus. Your life was never ceasing worship. It was an absolutely awe-filled journey with you, and in every moment with you was powerful love in the midst of death. Even in the midst of the darkest moments, love was present. Blakely, you are the most loved child I have ever met. God is crazy about you. He passionately pursued you, and now you know this in full. Now, right now, you live in the land of the living with no suffering, no seizures, no tubes, no pain, but full living. Blakely, I'm not going to lie to you. This is really hard. I'm not sure I can do this. I'm not sure that I can make it one more day without you. I'm not sure if I can keep on living amidst the suffering like you did. I know you know how this feels. I look up to you and how you did this. I'm called to do this, but I wish I didn't have to. But I will. I will do it. Because you have convinced me. You have shown me that it is worth it to live and to suffer. Blakely, here stands your earthly father, your earthly parents, your earthly family, and your earthly friends. We are here broken because you are gone. But I know what you would say to us right now, and what you did say to me. By the way you lived, you said this over and over again. You said, be broken. Let go and simply live in every ordinary moment. Blakely, I am broken and I give you up, even though all I want to do is have you forever. I let you go, even though all I want is to hold your hand. I say, see you later, even though all I want to do is say hello. I love you, Blakely, always. I will always be your daddy. You are the best gift ever. Thank you.